Two Boston area medical institutions have launched a COVID-19 simulator that offers models of the pandemic's trajectory and guidance on how reopening the country could affect its spread. Jag Chatwal is an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School and a senior scientist at Massachusetts General Hospital. He spoke with WAMC about the simulator, what data it uses, and how its creators hope it will influence public policy.
We use available observed cases as well as reported deaths. In addition, we have a mathematical model that's driving the future projections of the COVID cases and deaths. And based upon different interventions, we can evaluate the number of deaths or cases or transmission happening in a community. If we, for example, if we lift restrictions at this point, we can expect more transmission happening in the community that can increase the number of deaths over time in a given state. And then we can look at what if we bring back the restrictions at what time point, how we can contain the epidemic further. So these are some of the scenarios that a user can go online and play with the tool and find out what could happen under different situations.
Currently in Massachusetts, the date being bandied about for some kind of reopening is May 18th. I'm interested, with the simulator's projections, what would reopening the state on May 18th mean for the pandemic?
So we have to put these in the context of what we mean by opening the state. If it's partial lifting of restrictions, that means some of the business will be open, but it's not going back to the normal. So we don't have that exact scenario. We are still trying to understand what it means to have a partial lifting of restrictions. There obviously will still be some restrictions. We don't have schools open. We don't have offices open. So we are in the process of understanding that, and hopefully we'll have that by the end of the next week, those kinds of scenarios. However, what we can right now look at is if we lift all restrictions, go back to sort of the new normal, we can expect the second wave coming back very soon. So it seems like we will not be in a good shape to open most of the businesses by at least towards the end of the June. We have to wait until that time.
At this point, what would the most responsible way to open the state or the country look like at this point? Is there any sort of suggestion from the data about what would constitute the safest possible way to reopen?
So according to the model and the data, it seems that we would be better off waiting for a few more weeks as the number of cases come down. In the community, the transmission chances could be lower. That's the time when we should think about opening the business, lifting restrictions gradually. We are just at the peak of this pandemic, and we should not be taking chances at this point and opening things. Things can go worse. So it's a time to bring down the curve. Once we have the number of cases substantially lower than where we are today, that's when we should start lifting the restrictions.
From the data that you've collected, have you seen that flattening the curve efforts have paid off to any degree?
It's difficult to know what could have been the scenario if the actions were different. One can speculate, go back and look at the outcomes. What if we brought in the restrictions later or sooner, we would have expected different outcomes. So we can make this argument in any direction. If we had brought in the restrictions sooner, we would have been in a much better situation. Well, and in contrast, if we had delayed another week or so, we would have been in a much worse situation than where we are today.
I imagine it's been hard to put together this model given the fact that the country doesn't have a consistent state-by-state plan for the disease and the subsequent shutdowns that have followed it. You know, I mentioned, what are your thoughts on that as far as the myriad array of ways that different states have responded to the pandemic?
Yeah, this is a great comment. And this is because we cannot coordinate opening and closing of different businesses and across states. It's going to make things more difficult to control. If we had a national policy like other countries, it would have been much better to contain the pandemic and bring down the curve sooner. Because though there are geographic boundaries, but people travel across states all the time. So even if one state is acting faster than the other one, does not mean that they would see the benefits of that restrictions, because neighboring states may be opening up the economy, so there could be cases coming from those states. So that makes it more challenging to contain the pandemic at this point.
There are so many models floating around out there about what life might look like in the next few months or few years. Do you foresee any model where there is a return to some kind of normalcy that we might describe as February 2020 at this point?
No, we don't see that until at least we run the models until August or September. We do not expect that normal, that kind of normal situation in the next 5 months or so. It's difficult to imagine we will have that kind of situation very soon.